Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is 100% with I Am Blessed, Tanya Jackson, your host. Thank you, Ms. Madeline, as always, for your great, great support. We are on live. The call-in number today is area code 347-857-2383. Our special guest today is Councilwoman and author, also real estate agent. She wears a mini hat, Miss Tina Vick. But before we go in and talk with Miss Vick, we're going to do in the news. Well, Saturday, May the 30th at 12 o'clock, we have our Relay for Life kickoff. Well, I am team captain for Team I Am Blessed. Again, always you can donate your time. You can also make donations of any kind. They're all welcome at my name, which is Tanya, T-O-N-Y-A, Jackson, 013@gmail.com. And this Saturday, again, is the Relay for Life. Kickoff is going to be at Lake Taylor High School in beautiful Norfolk, Virginia at 12 o'clock noon. So we want to keep our theme for Mental Health Awareness Month. We are still in the month of May. So if you are struggling with mental health issues, we here at 100% encourage everyone, please seek help. Mental health, you know, you are not alone. You feel like you're alone, but you are not alone. So we want to encourage everyone to seek help. Also, if you are in a domestic violence abuse situation, again, seek help. You are not alone. Seek somebody. Get some help. So we're going to go in with our interview today. We have Miss Tina Vick. Hello, Miss Vick.
Hello, Miss Tanya. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. So for all the listeners that are tuning in, I just want you to give your history and give us your bucket list. So just tell the listeners out there all about Miss Tina Vick.
Okay. I am a native of Newport News, Virginia, born and raised in the area to Joseph and Kalitha Vick. My parents migrated here to Virginia from North Carolina, and I'm from a family of six, birth order. I am the fourth child, and we had a great life, even though we grew up in poverty. We had some signs of growing up poor, but we always had so much happiness in our home that it wasn't as bad as people would normally think. But my mother, who was the matriarch of our family, she really stressed the importance of education and a good work ethic. And all of those things, both of those things, led me to develop a work habit that was very rigorous, and I loved education and going to school. And for some reason, at an early age, I knew that those two things would be the solution to help me live a better and more prosperous life as I became an adult. So I went on Ferguson High School in 1980, went on to Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, Virginia, to be a news broadcaster. That's what I really wanted to be in after college. And I graduated from there with my bachelor's degree in 1984. So I worked several odd jobs because I had a passion from high school for working in the community, working as a youth advisory board participant with a youth group for the young people in public housing in our area, because after my mom and dad separated and eventually divorced, we moved into public housing. So it was a different life for us there, and I became involved in community activities, and our youth advisory board actually planned activities for the other youth in public housing. So there I developed a strong commitment to serving other citizens, a commitment to setting goals and objectives and being able to reach them, and just a commitment to leadership in various jobs with pregnant teens to help them understand the importance of nourishment and healthy birth weight. I was also working with juvenile offenders for years, and it eventually led me into real estate, which I never even imagined I would do, because coming from public housing, you know, when you get an apartment that's not public housing, you think that's you've arrived. So to really find out about owning a home really fascinated me. So I went on to become a real estate agent and then worked hard to get my real estate broker's license. So in 2007, I opened my own firm, Tina Vick Realty, as the real estate the principal broker, and that led me on to, in 2008, running for my very first public office, local office for Newport News City Council, and being victorious at that seat. So it's been a long journey, but an exciting journey, and I have enjoyed reinventing myself over the years, and it's been a pleasure. So now I am presenting myself as the author of my very first book, Growing Up Thick, and it's been a pleasure doing so many book signings, speaking engagement, radio shows, and giving people a part of the Vick family.
Yes, yes. So going back to your history, what are some of the community activities, and what are your plans? Do you ever have plans to return back to news broadcasting?
No, I've enjoyed my time as in the community. That's where my heart is. My passion is there. So many things I've done in the community. I've been the director for the Community Development Corporation, where we were able to take the real estate and build and renovate homes for first-time low to moderate-income buyers, and that I felt was very community-oriented because we did this in an area that was high in rentals, a rental mindset. The citizens didn't even understand about owning a home, so I started a first-time homebuyers club where we actually took each month a piece of the home buying process and invited citizens to come in and understand it. And through that effort, we were able to sell more homes. Right now, as we speak, I am at a My Brother's Keeper initiative, which is from our President Obama, Made for More Youth Summit, in which some black males together to start a movement to empower our young black males to, you know, finish school and get an education and stay out of jail. So those are kind of the initiatives that I've been involved in. I started a girls' camp 2 years ago because as a councilwoman, I felt honored that these women trusted me enough to call so many women in their early 20s to mid to early 30s who have just couldn't get a handle on life. You know, they're calling me with 4 and 5 children by 4 and 5 different men, usually with no job, very little education, and they're calling me to find them a house or home and, you know, not even with a lot of stability. So I took that and realized that we need to do more prevention with our young girls, clearly the young girls who come from public housing. Because if you look at their surroundings, because most public housing complexes are at least 90% single female-headed households, that becomes the norm for them. So they need to get into an arena where they can see that that's not the norm and that you can set your goals a little bit higher to make to really for yourself to make your life easier. But it's all about early decision making early on.
Yes. Could you share the information on the camp that you talked of?
Well, yes. I have it one Saturday, October, because our camp is strictly volunteer at this point. So we hold it one Saturday in October. It's a full day. And from the list of girls, we really wanted to pack the room. I know some people feel like, you know, if you can just help one person, you've done a lot. Well, I don't want to just help one person throughout my lifetime. I would feel like I have failed if you only just help one person. So I really wanted to pack the room. Me, myself, and my team, we went out and knocked on the doors of our public housing units to personally sign these young girls up. But we packed everything in that day, decision-making, the importance of education, the importance of saying no to drugs, the importance of saying no to sex so that you can have a better chance at having a successful life. And from that first meeting, we've kept the record. We meet quarterly with our girls to just instill in them the importance of good decision-making early on so you have less problems as you become older in your life.
Yes. Great.
And
great.
Our camp is free. It's free, and it's open to girls ages 13 to 18.
That is awesome. That is awesome. For the listeners out there, Ms. Tina, could you give your contact information in reference to the listeners out there who may want to volunteer and help you with Boots on the Ground and continue to help you with your mentorship work?
Yes, you can call me or my assistant directly. I'm at 757 area code 560-9513. It's 757-560.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, I definitely will assist you in any way I can. The call-in number again is 347-857-2383. If you wish to speak live with Ms. Tina Vick, you must press 1. So, yes, and I had the pleasure of getting my autograph book, so we're going to go right into the book and let all the listeners who are tuning in know where to purchase the book at and give us the synopsis, and we'll go from there.
Oh, Tanya, I am really excited about my book. I released it last year, and it's been a success locally. I haven't gotten it on the New York bestsellers list yet, but I'm going to keep plugging. But I worked on this book for a little over 2 years because I decided to write the book because, you know, my nephew, who is Michael Vick, the superstar athlete, had a downward spiral with the dogfighting incident. And one day I was sitting at home watching the news, and I saw a couple of people who had written a book called The Lost Dogs, and they chalked it up in their subtitle, The Rehabilitated Dogs of Michael Vick. And as I sat there, I said, you know, I'm not going to let some people chalk up our family, the Vick family, in a few words from dogfighting. Our family is more than that. So I took some time to really tap out some of the greatness in our family, which has been the strength and resilience of our family, the fortitude that we didn't stop just because we were poor, we didn't stop and just settle for that life. We've gone into so many different parameters, and it's been a success. I've enjoyed my book signings, and for people who want to get the book, Growing Up Vick, The Strength and Resilience of the Vick Family, and if you want to get the book, you can go online at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, even the publisher, ArthurHouse.com, And right now I am recreating my website. So right now you can't go to growingupvic.com. Well, you can go there, but you'll just see a page because it's being renovated. So that's exciting. I have a new person working with me to ignite some more excitement into my website. So those are the ways that you can get it right now. I haven't set my next few book signings because I want to get some housekeeping things in order first.
Definitely. So I ask you, what other events do you have coming up? I know you're at the forum today, but what other events do you have coming up in the future?
Well, I don't have many book signings or anything until the month of July. I'll be doing more the month of July. As you know from my Facebook, I am the grandmother of three. And I do have two children, my daughter, Tianche Vic, and my son, Terrence Vic. And out of those two siblings, those two children, I have three very handsome grandsons, Shamar, Tyree, and Tyson. So they are taking up all of my space in June because they'll be out of school. So that's going to be exciting. And then in July, I'll start back and be able to announce my book signing at that time.
Okay. Going back to your history, let us know what was on your bucket list.
Well, I've always loved government and giving people information to make the best decisions in their lives. And I remember early on when I was in my 20s working with pregnant teens and realizing about government that I did want a piece of that. And in Newport News, there was this, during my youth, there was this black female who in the 70s became, during that time period now, she became our very first black female mayor of the city. And she was such a huge force in Newport News, and I remember saying that I wanted to run for a seat on city council one day. So life with a twist and turn took me to several different places, but brought me back to Newport News. I went to live out in New Orleans for a while in that arena to work with juvenile offenders. And it brought me back here, and so many people wanted me to run and represent them when the seat became available. So I ran my campaign during a difficult time, during the Michael Vick dogfighting saga. So it was some nervousness there, but I really believed that the citizens would know that I had built my own life, and they knew about my leadership, my involvement in the community, and I just knew even through that I would prevail. So on the night of May 6th, it was a bittersweet moment because my mother, Kalitha Vick, she ended up having a stroke. And so on the night of the election, even though I won, we were having her wake. So it was a very bittersweet time for me that she never really physically got to see me in office. And she was so proud of me for doing that. And she would tell me all the time, I don't know where you got those smart brains from, but you sure didn't get them from me. So it was always a pleasure to hear her country tone and the excitement that she had for me and the efforts that, in my opinion, her strength had led me to. So it was an exciting night because even though, and it was for the Daily Press, is our daily newspaper, when I made my declaration to run for office, I had two opponents. And Tanya, the worst thing was I was so excited, I just knew my confidence was up. I knew I could win. But when they printed who was running from the South District, which is the district I represent, they listed us in the paper. My first opponent was first. My second opponent name was second in alphabetical order of last name. And then they chalked me up as, and I talk about it in the book. You got to get the book, Growing Up Vic. But they chalked me up as Antina Vic, real estate agent, and aunt of the suspended NFL Atlanta Falcons quarterback, Michael Vick. So for a moment, I felt sad, and I'm thinking maybe I should take my name out the race. And then God's spirit spoke to me and said, those who are first will be last, and the last shall be first. And when that spirit spoke to me, I recharged and got motivated again and ran that race just like God put in my spirit. I came in first. My second opponent came in the middle, but the guy who ran and was first in the paper, he was last for the actual election. So we stomped into a victorious night.
Yes, amen. We have a caller who has a question for Ms. Vick. Number ending in 1834. Are you there? Well, maybe they didn't want to say anything. Caller number ending in 1834. Maybe they just wanted to change the tune in. Okay, again, for
hello.
All the listeners. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Do you have a call? You have a question for Ms. Vick?
Yes, I do. How are you, Tina Vick? This is Tina Sisso calling.
Hi, how are you?
I'm blessed. My question to you is, do you know how well appreciated and loved that you are by your state?
By my base?
By your state, by the state of Virginia?
Oh.
Do you know how many people really appreciate your hard work and your effort of what you're doing for your community?
I think I realize more in the city, and mainly because, you know, this politics can be really hard because mainly the negative voices usually come out to let you know how dissatisfied they are of some of your decisions. But I think no matter what, going forward, when those election nights come and the people who you may not even know or have had a chance to talk to have either seen you on television and have listened to what you have to say, or they've read the papers, or what really brightens my heart is those days when I'm going into Roses or Family Dollar and I run into women maybe 60 and 70 and 80 years old, and when they pull me aside and just say, are you that Vick girl? You that Vick girl, aren't you? Keep on fighting for us, baby. Those are the things that just keep me charged and keep me going because,
mm-hmm.
as you know, the local politics are very local and it's tough. But I don't know, I can't really gauge across the state of Virginia because I haven't been, you know, like in the western part, but I really do appreciate the Hampton Roads community and their support for my efforts. I really do, Tina.
Well, Tina, you are a role model for a lot of women that feel that they have came from nothing and to try to become something. And you are that woman to say it doesn't matter what your past was like. It's about what you can do about it now and how you can achieve anything and whether anything is possible. And your life and your story is wonderful. You're a total role model for so many women like myself. And I want to say thank you because you give me strength, as I'm sure as other women do.
Well, thank you.
And I thank you
and
for
I
that.
Thank you. And I try to do that because so many people, it sends me to go be out in the community and to see that people are stuck. They're stuck on something that happened in their past. They're stuck on maybe their upbringing. And I talk about it in my book, Growing Up Vick, in Chapter 5, mm-hmm. about, you know, you can't get stuck. You have to really, you know, you may have to cry. And, Tanya, you know, you and I have talked about some of the hardships of life. You may take a few minutes or a few days to cry, but you have to keep going because there's so many people watching and depending on you, most and first and foremost, your children. And then there's this next generation if it happens for you, your grandchildren. But I'm here at this summit with this Made for More Youth Summit with these at Warwick High School in Newport News, and you should see these young men, they're relying on seeing us overcome. Them know they can make it. So we don't mm-hmm. really realize as adults who's watching us to know that if we stop moving, then they can't go. And that's what history has been about in life. One of my role models, when I have some of my hardest times, I think about my mom, or I think about Harriet Tubman. This lady walked from state to state to become free, and she didn't even stop. So what we have to do is so much easier, and that's what keeps me to know that I can make it. So thank you, Tina. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank
yes.
you. Thank you for all the
yes.
encouragement.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for calling in, Miss Tina Cisco, Tina Sports and Glamour Entertainment. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Well, I've really enjoyed myself. For all the callers out there, Ms. Madeline, I know you have enjoyed yourself. We have about 4 minutes left. So if you could reintroduce your book and your contact information, Tina.
Okay, normally you can contact me on my website, growingupthick.com, but I'm being what I call rebranded is what I call it. And so right now my best contact information is my phone number, 757-560-9513. That's 757-560-9513, or you can contact me by email at T, as in my name, Tina, but just the T, TVIC, V-I-C-K, Cares, C-A-R-E-S, at Cox.com, TVIC Cares@Cox.com. And I will be posting on my Facebook. You can reach me on Facebook as Tina Vic on Facebook. Or you can put information on my Growing Up Vic Facebook page. And I'm also on Twitter and Instagram as Tina L. Vic.
Yes, and I encourage everyone to get the book. Like I always say, I have my copy. It is an awesome, awesome testimony. Well, Ms. Tina Vic, I want to thank you so much for taking the time and sharing your journey with us today here at 100% with I Am Blessed.
You're very welcome. And, Tanya, I want you to keep doing what you're doing. You are such a hard worker, and I admire you and your efforts. Madeline, thanks so much for having me, and it's been a pleasure. And once I relaunch my website, I hope you all can invite me back.
Amen. We sure will. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And that was Ms. Tina Vic. She was my guest for today. Everybody that tuned in, I hope you were encouraged. We have about 60 seconds. We're going to end with Tony Grant from Love Thy Neighbor with his song, What's Not to Love. Tony Grant.
Woo! Yeah. So come and take my hand, 'cause there's so many things I wanna do. And girl, when I watch you move, you're giving me ideas like pillow talk, yeah. Rub you down, yeah. Drinks on the rocks. Well, it's a private party, and I know I'm a lucky man, 'cause on a scale of 1 to 10, I'll say it again.
What's not to love? When I wake up in the morning, love, I thank my God above for you.
I'm so thankful, yeah.
What's not to love? There ain't nothing I won't do to make sure that I can spend my life with you.
With you.
I love everything about you, girl.
What's not to love? Girl, turn yourself around so I can see the love that I found and all the special things about you. And girl, way you fit that dress, You're giving me ideas like pillow talk.
Yeah.
Rub you down,
yeah.
Drinks on the rocks. Well, it's a private party, and I know I'm a lucky man. 'Cause on a scale of 1 to 10, I'll see it again.
What's not to love? When I wake up in the morning, love,
I thank my God above
for you.
I'm so thankful, yeah.
What's not to love?
And there ain't nothing I won't do
to make sure
nothing
that I can spend my life with you. Baby, let me count the ways.
What's not to love?